some way to putting right the fact that after more than 25 years of being a Democratic state, also ask that it acknowledges that the institution is the dignity and courage of those who risk their lives, their freedom, or exile to defend democratic values in the same way as the Allied countries who confronted the decisiveness, threat of fascism, and Nazism. The nature of the crimes committed by the plaintiff's prisoners are clearly described in the documents approved by the General Assembly of the United Nations. In addition, at this moment in history, the government knows that crimes against humanity have become a matter of general freedom, as committed by the Spanish Supreme Court. This has the effect of making them problems for resolution of the given that their nature, they are not subject to the statute of limitations, nor subject to amnesty. We also hope that the state, which we all represent, is capable of asking for the forgiveness of Europeans who were victims of the collaboration of the Axis powers. As German states fall under the transversal of German brand, followed thereafter by other representatives of the German state. The very nature of this kind of act has led to the same actions being taken by representatives of the Italian Social Righteous, such as Gianfranco Fini, former head of the Italian Social Movement, and of the National Democracy. Forgiveness can only be given when justice has been done. This communique is endorsed by the Association of Relatives and Friends of the Second Republic Victims of Reprisals by the Franco Regime, the Association for the Creation of an Archive of the Civil War, the International Brigade, the Children of the War, the Resistance and the Spanish Exile, known as AGE, Archive of War and Exile, the Association for the Descendants of the Spanish Exile, the Association of Salamanca for Memory and Justice, the Manuel Azaña Association, Ms. Kathleen, the Republican Institute of Human Rights, and Young People for Historical Memory, Tunisia. For further information on the question of impunity in Spain and crimes under Congress, you may visit the People's Course related website. This information has been produced at our studios in Madrid on September 21st, 2014. Thank you.